This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by opposition's uproar leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision initiative in Bihar and other issues. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition members again started sloganeering, pressing for the demands. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the house for the day. The resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has been accepted. Soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was on the chair, informed members about the Home Ministry notification. In the morning, during the proceedings of the House, Deputy Chairman Harivansh also said that further constitutional process concerning vacancy in the office of Vice President of India will be communicated as and when received. Government said the preparation for Census 2027 has started with the publication of Gazette notification on the 16th of last month. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai said a two-day conference was held in this regard on the 3rd and 4th of July in New Delhi. This conference was attended by directors of census operations, senior officers from directorates of census operations, and officers from Office of Registrar General and Census Commissioner. The conference featured discussion on the roadmap of ensuing census and its related activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on an official visit to the United Kingdom tomorrow. During the two-day visit, he will hold discussions with his United Kingdom counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of India and the UK. He said this visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations and discuss ways to strengthen it further. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. The Foreign Secretary said that Maldives is a very important partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar.
Maldives is a very important partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and as part of the Mahasagar vision of India, which is mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. We have always been the first on hand to respond to the needs of Maldives in times whenever it has faced crises, natural or man-made. There has been a robust political relationship which has discussed, bolstered by regular visits at high levels.
Indian Navy will host a one-day shipbuilding seminar in New Delhi tomorrow. The seminar on nation-building through shipbuilding will bring together key stakeholders from the government, Indian Navy, shipyards, industry, classification societies and academia. In Bangladesh, the death toll in the aircraft crash into a milestone school building, which took place yesterday in Dhaka's Uttara, has risen to 31, while the number of injured reached 165. The Inter-Services Public Relations Directorate disclosed this in a press release today. Domestic benchmark indices ended the day flat with negative bias in a volatile session today amid selling across sectors. Pairing early gains, the 30-share BSE Sensex fell 13 points to settle at 82,187, while the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 30 points to end the day at 25,061. And that is the end of this news bulletin.